Not alone, little one. Oh. You are not alone. It's the Andy Summers Show here on XTU.
Oh, my goodness. And we hate this house so much at this point that my husband and I went on our first date in what felt like 12 years last night.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we came in from, we've been doing like evening walks when he gets out of work, you know, air quotes work. And so after coming back, he was like, hey, you know, while you make dinner, I'm just going to run to the grocery store. I have to pick a couple things up. And I looked at him and hearts popped out of my eyes, like cartoon hearts. Can you imagine them like just flowing out of my eyeballs? Right. And I was like, let's leave the kids here and we can go on a date to the grocery store.
And so you did.
It was the most romantic thing we've done. And I don't even know how long, Dave, just the two of us in the car.
Did you try to make it as long as possible? Go, drive around the block one more time.
I know we did. And then we get in and we both washed the cart down together with the wipes, you know, and we used the hand sanitizer when we walked in and we stared lovingly into each other's eyes as we were walking past the meat that was there actually was meat. But of course, there's still no paper products, except I will say that the grocery store we went to last night, they were restocking the toilet paper.
All right. Now, that's good.
You remember when this whole thing started, I was terrified because all the toilet paper had disappeared and I only had one roll of toilet paper in each of our three bathrooms.
Yeah, you had some toilet paper panic going on.
I did. And then I'm hearing about these people that have like 96 rolls, 108 rolls. And I thought, gosh, how many rolls do I need? Because we need more than what we have, you know? Mm-hmm. So my friend Kelly met me at the Wawa and she slipped me some toilet paper, which was amazing. She gave me 9 rolls of Cottonelle, the good stuff. I mean, she does not chintz out. So I got totally lucky there.
Good for you. Yeah.
And we've only used 3 of them so far. And now there are 4 people living in my house. Yeah. And it has been 2 weeks, and we are on our first rolls of that 9-pack of toilet
paper. So you wonder, those people who stockpiled like 96 rolls, do they ever have to get toilet paper
they
again?
They never, ever have to buy toilet paper, probably ever, as long as they live.
So you didn't buy any more then at the store?
I found the weirdest toilet paper. So normally in the store that we went to, most of the stuff is their own brand, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they'll have some others. But there was nothing except this one brand new type of toilet paper that I'd never seen before. Okay. It's called Royale.
Ooh.
And, you know, all the paper products are in the same aisle. So it was new to me and I wasn't sure what it was at first because there was so much of it. I thought, certainly this can't be toilet paper. But then as I approached it, it had a picture of a cat on the front, this pretty little white cat. And my husband and I stood there staring at it, and he looked at me and said, I feel so dumb, but what is it? And I said, I don't know. Is it toilet paper or is it paper towels?
It does look very soft. I'm looking it up. There's a little white cat with blue eyes, Royale.
So we picked it up, and I squeezed it, like you're not supposed to do with the Charmin. And I squeezed it, and it certainly felt like paper towels. It was really dense and really hard, and it was about the same size as a paper towel. So I was like, well, they're paper towels. And then upon closer inspection and another family coming over and looking at it, and we're all like, is this? And then we decided, no, it actually is toilet paper, but it looked so hard in real life that I didn't buy it. I was like, my bottom has turned into the biggest snob, apparently.
Well, I mean, there's certain things you can't go cheap with. You know, and toilet paper is one of those. Like, it's worth it to pay the extra buck or whatever.
It didn't even seem, I mean, so it was probably like 18 rolls. No, maybe not that many. 12 rolls. Is that normally what you get? Like,
yeah,
you can get a 12-roll thing.
Yeah.
And it was for $17.99 or something, which seemed really expensive
to me. It's not cheap.
I mean, does it wipe itself? I don't know. Maybe it is like, maybe.
I don't know how they do it in Canada.
I don't know. And why do the Canadians, why aren't they hoarding? I mean, I'm glad, I guess, that they're not because they're able to send their toilet paper to us.
Maybe this is why they're not, because their toilet paper is so awful.
Terrible. Do they all have bidets? Maybe that's it.
Canadian bidet.
I don't know. So anyway, we did enjoy our date night, and we actually had conversation about everything else that everyone keeps talking about. Toilet paper, all the frozen food is gone. All anyone's eating right now is like soup, ramen noodles, and ice cream, and we had to, our shower got clogged, so we had to buy liquid Drano or whatever, that liquid plumber or Drano, yeah. You know. And so we went, that aisle is empty because all the people that can't, that don't have toilet paper are like using things that are clogging their toilets. So you can't even find that stuff. Good luck.
Well, you're quite the romantic. That's an amazing date, Andy.
Mornings with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.